Hey, VDZ monitoring statewide one.
Monitoring statewide one, KEAOS.
KTAKGO on DMR.
This is KEAWUO, statewide one.
Of course it is.
And of course you're out there too. How's it going, Tom?
No, just heading to Ann Arbor to finish up the day.
Oh man, just now heading to Ann Arbor in rush hour to finish up the day. And then you got to drive all the way back. I genuinely do feel sorry for you. I have to go buy a bicycle for my nephew, and I didn't expect that cost, but I guess it's his birthday and no one else in the family has any money, so maybe I should be working for your company.
We're hiring technicians.
I used to love doing tech stuff. I worked for a company in Colorado called Millwright Services, and we'd work on more like motors and conveyor. I'd go to FedEx Smart Post at 3 in the morning and swap out a drive chain on a big motor or something, and it was fun. It was cool. You know, it's weird to show up at a place with stuff that's broken, and no matter what happens, you have to fix it. And then walking away with it fixed, it always surprised me that I could do it. And so it's kind of a empowering job. So I don't mind it, but my knees aren't like they used to be. I get all beat up now.
Oh yeah, stairs are not a fun thing. Oh, hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back.
You think you got a quick fix down there in Ann Arbor? I don't mean to jinx you, but just curious what you're up against.
It should be something pretty simple. The work order is a little bit faded. Usually Sally's not like that. Saying that it's not opening or not swing, it's not automatically opening. I'm trying to figure out what she needs. You know, so go check it out and exactly see what she's talking about, because I don't think it has an ADA on it.
NAWRO.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Thanks, John. You know, Tom, if you want me to call my daughter up, she can hold dinner for you. What do you think?
No, I shouldn't be that long. It's the way the system is set up is when you enter your code on the outside door, it unlocks the outside door, and then it unlocks the inside door a little bit longer. So it could just be a programming glitch somewhere. I'll find out when I get there. I have full access to the system. You know, I can't do it through the phone, though. I have to use my laptop, so I'll go there and get on the Wi-Fi and see what I can figure out. It's a pretty well-established customer. Had it for years.
John, you're up.
All right. So, Tom was talking to actually a buddy of mine that I scuba dive with on the FBI repeater 88JL earlier, and it sounds like he might show up to the meeting tomorrow, but he is actually one of the people you sent a postcard to. His name's Timothy Massey, and he's got a DMR repeater, or a radio that he was getting advice on. He hasn't programmed it yet, but that's a potential for the set and for the group, so that's good.
Yeah, it was almost going to break in, but then too much traffic happened because I remembered I sent him a postcard. I remember his name. I've had a QSO one or two with him. I don't know if he remembers me. But his first name, my name, you know, so. And also, I believe he's like an extra. And I know he's, put it this way, he'd be a really good Elmer. So I'd like to follow up on that. So if any of you guys hear him on the air, and Tom, good job. You know, we'd like to catch him. But I did send him a postcard, so I'm hoping it's on his fridge and not in his trash. But either way, I mean, if he wants to just, you know, meet us at the meeting, or I think you gave him, what'd you do, give him a website? And one way or the other, we should capture him. And then, John, I did send you by Discord the draft copy of that list, the membership list, or what are we calling it? Unit number list. And Tom, your unit number is going to be forevermore 5014. So you got to remember 5014. Over to Tom.
5014. Copy that. Easy, get you.
Yeah, so I texted Tim while he was out on the repeater, and I let him know, like, because he was asking what is there. Yeah, I mean, you guys heard. But I said, we sent you a postcard. You guys, you should know of us. And he said, what, like an actual postcard? Who does that anymore? And I said, we do. And he said he never got it. So I'm not sure what happened there or how it, you know, might have just got tossed in the bin by his wife without realizing what it was, but hopefully that doesn't happen to many of our...
No, the follow-up is good to know. I mean, I have no qualms with dropping another one in. I already got his information on the list, so I'll just drop another one in today. I won't put him back on the list again, and, you know, just throw one in. And then, Tom, that was good on the other one. What's his name? Cliff. I got that card in the mail, and as far as his YL, she's got training. I'm sure Dave would be interested in that. Dave, if you're listening, we can talk. He has a friend that's a potential member. She's not a ham, but she's got all kinds of medical training, so she'd probably be good. You know, she's got GMRS too. She might be a good one to look at for maybe a waiver if they're interested in joining the group as a couple, but we can address that later. Tom, over to you.
Ooh, I like that. It keyed it up, and it said the channel was busy. So at least I know that the color code 3 is working there for admittance. So we know that works. Yeah, Cliff was, he sent me an email because he's got just a strict GMRS mobile that he was selling. It's a little bit out of my range right now. Not another toy I could get just yet, but eventually. Doesn't want too much for it. It'd be a nice little one to put in my wife's truck.
Hey, VDZ.
Go ahead, Mike. K-E-8-W-U-O.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, I heard you talking. I didn't hear Dave respond right off. So, I think that's a great idea. And I've also been saying, and we've been saying that, the GMRS folks, you know, this it's almost been like that stepping stone to amateur radio. So maybe in a short amount of time, she would want to be taking the class and getting her tech ticket.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Yeah, I think that was the case. Tom, you were on that QSO. I think he said that was like maybe their plan. So, I don't know. You go ahead, Tom, and then give it over to John, and then to Mike.
Yeah, I was talking to Cliff about it. Yeah, his wife has enough credentials and letters after her name. It's pretty much alphabet soup, as we call it. So, I think that's what it is. I think she has GMRS, which means she has that interest. And I think they are working on getting her her ticket. So, that'd be a good asset, being in the medical field. It's even a big bonus to us. Over to John.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind some training from a qualified individual in the medical field. So that would be a great asset to the team. But I will go ahead and hand it over to Mike because that's all I got.
All right. Yeah, and if anybody talks to them, I don't really even know who we're talking about because I came into the conversation. You know, my radio was off. I just turned it on a little while ago again. So I don't know who exactly we're talking about, but I teach a class, a tech class, that will be starting on like the 22nd of October. It's like the third Tuesday in October. And so you can have them contact me, and we'll get them information on that if they're ready to take that step for tech now, or anybody else who is.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And when you started talking about her having, she's an EMT. I don't know all the credentials, but she's an EMT. So, you know, Dave's going to like that. So, and maybe, you know, if we do get her as a member, maybe she can teach the CPR or something like that. You know, it would be great to have a medical person aboard. And, all right. Hey, Mike, I sent you our deployment roster proposed. I won't post it publicly, but Dave wanted unit numbers. I don't know if you heard about this. He wants to put county number in front, so 50. So, and then we just went right down the list, but they're going to be our permanent numbers. So 50 for the county. Mike, you are going to be 5004. So 5004, and I guess that's what we're going to use. Over to Tom.
Oh, so I get to talk like a former Leo now on the radio? I like it.
Yes. Seems like it's we're heading into a lot of nice, good territory with ARPSC. The meeting yesterday went really well in St. Clair, and I really like the collaboration, and I would definitely like to see more of that, because I think there's a lot of talented people in both groups, and so I like seeing all the camaraderie and all that of the groups, and so having a medical person in ours that we maybe could lend to them would come in handy as well. So, but I like the numbers, Tim. I'm 50-20, so that'll be an easy one. But I will give it a second to let Dave chime in, and then over to you, Mike, if not.
All right. I ain't about to where I'm going. I'm still going to be monitoring a little bit as much as I can, but I'm going to say that I will be monitoring, but probably more likely clear for a little while. Good talk to you guys, and have a great afternoon. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, standing by.
Good deal, Mike. Have a good one. NAWRO. I don't think I got anything else, guys, but you know what? I'll put another card in for 88JL, Tim. I'll probably throw one in the mail. Or you know what I'll do? Let's wait and see. If he shows up tomorrow, then we don't need it. If he doesn't show up, I'll get one in the mail. We'll do it that way. All right, I'll be listening as well, but I'll jump out of the round. Tom, over to you. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, I think Cliff's wife is EMT, paramedic, PAC, NPC, ABC, 1, 2, 3 kind of person. So, yeah. Hopefully she'll come to the meeting tomorrow, too, with Cliff. That'd be great. And then the other Tim, your friend, John. So that would make our membership even bigger. KEAK Joe, or Parks, 5014.
KEAWUO. Yeah, that would be awesome. As I was telling Tim, is like, you know, we don't really, he's telling me that he's kind of split for time, and hopefully, you know, we don't need a lot of help from him and whatnot. And I said, no, really all we ask is a check-in on our nets every now and then, and if you can deploy for the set, you know, that would be really helpful. Or, you know, we do things like the Woodward Dream Cruise, and we'll be doing stuff like that in the future, and you're always, it's always volunteer stuff. So just try to stay active in the group, and there's always something, you know, I think there will always be something to do. So I've definitely not had nothing to do since I joined. So, but I had a way of finding something to do. And Mike, Patrick from CERT would be a great candidate for your class. So he's a good guy. He's got the radios. He just needs the ticket. So food for thought. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, if they're looking at expanding to GMRS where they can be of assistance in one way or another, you know, my wife's got a GMRS ticket, and I think my daughter, after that, the fox hunt, I think that put a little bee in her bonnet, so I'm going to get her working and see if she's truly interested in it. Maybe start working on her getting her ticket.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I gotten a few of my buddies into it, and then one of them I got into GMRS, and then he got his tech, and then he got his general, and then he got a job at my work, and now he has no time. So I'm hoping come the winter he can get a little bit more involved and check into a couple nets and think about joining us. And I have another one that I did the same thing. He didn't get his general, though, and he doesn't work for my company, but he's a father of like four and has dogs, cats, girls, and
I'm good, John. Yeah, I'm getting into Ann Arbor here, and it's going to get a little sketchy, so I'll chat with you once I get out of the building area here. Send me through KC.
AWOJ.
Hey, Rick. It's KCKJO. I got like 2 seconds to talk to say hello, because I'm in Ann Arbor, and I know I'm going to get kicked out here in a second.
AWOJ. Hey, Michael.
KEAWOJ, statewide one. I'm picking you up loud and clear. How's it going? I think Tom might have gotten into the end of his zone temporarily.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I was just kind of listening in there, but seems I'm having a little trouble. I got a hot spot and a node, and all of a sudden I'm having a little bit of trouble with both of them. So I was kind of wondering. I could hear you guys, but I was actually getting you guys on the Mount Clemens repeater also, but I don't think I could reach there. It was kind of fun listening, but then I tried to get out a little bit, and I thought, oh, well, I don't know what's going on, but now I got a hot spot and a node, and I seem to be having a little bit of trouble with both of them, so maybe it's the operator.
No, I think you're making good progress. You and I were talking the other day, and I was mentioning that your DMR ID wasn't coming across the radio, and it is now. And I heard you talking, I think, to like Dakota or someone on the FBI, and I think he gave you some advice. And I heard you throw out your call sign a couple times, but I had just let Tom go because I'm about to run inside the house. So I felt bad leaving you hanging. I just wanted to let you know you were getting out there, and I'm hearing you loud and clear. But overall, it seems to be working.
Okay, thanks, John. I appreciate it. You have yourself a good night there, and we'll catch you later. Good to know that. I started scratching my head going, what's going on with both of these gizmos? at least one of them's working anyway. All right, you have a good one. Thank you. I appreciate it. T-A-O-J.
Yeah, I'm in downtown Ann Arbor, so my signal's kind of sketchy, so I'll just send me through to you guys right now, and I'll call you when I get out of the region here. K-C-K-J-O.
Okay, Tom, have a good one. You got out there that time, that's for sure. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. K-E-A-W-O-J, I'll be clear. Clear, and my stomach's chewing up my backbone again, so I am going to go make something.
W-A-F-U.
K-E-A-W-O-J.
Hey, Henry, you just dropped Phil off, and you're at Mill Belt and Squirrel 8.
And on my way home. Most of the journey over.
Cool, you're getting in my neck of the woods now. So did you guys get done with whatever task you had out there?
Yeah, give me a minute to get through this way here.
So, yeah, it was kind of a dog and pony show, 30th anniversary of the MTS. Phil and I went out there taking the dog and pony show. And it was super good. I see a lot of people I work with.
nowadays people are calling Halloween.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm not sure if it's you or me, but I kind of got a little bit of digital buzzing kind of sound and kind of in and out a couple of times. So I would think that would get better the closer you got.
Yeah, I'm way up here on Middle, on Square Lake Road between Middle, coming up on Telegraph. So it's really up and down, a lot of hills, and I'm on Detroit. So I'll
Oh, you never did get your node working, eh? That scares me a little. I got this hotspot and a node, and I figure if somebody like you has trouble getting a node running there, what in the world is it these nodes going to do to me?
No, it wasn't that. It's the node's working great. It's doing everything it's supposed to do, but I obviously don't have the right frequency in my radio. I didn't grab my handheld, which is what I normally use with it. And I didn't bring it with me because I figured I had it programmed into my radio. And I do have a slot in my radio for it, but it must not be.
Oh, okay. I don't know that. You know, when I just started into this, like, 2.5 years ago or whatever, everybody was talking about memorizing frequencies and stuff. And I thought, well, it's easier for me to memorize call signs of the repeaters and stuff. So that's kind of what I did. And how you guys remember all the frequencies, let alone the ones you're using on the nodes and hotspots and all the rest, is beyond me. I got to have my programming software handy to look around at that stuff.
Yeah, you know, it depends. You know, I only get on a frequency, and the frequencies that I get on, I know the frequency. But you're right. I mean, if somebody told me I had to get on the Edison repeater, or, you know, the first one before the decimal and then the next two, and you don't even have to know the next two if it's like six, you know, like you got six. But if you know the megahertz and the next couple after the decimal. And that's all you need to know, 2.6, 2.1, you know, 3.025, and 7.18, and, you know, you can automatically tell just by, you know, if you've been doing it a while, you can tell that, you know, well, 7, you know, 1.8, or 6.64, well, you know that's VHF because your repeaters wouldn't be at 446, that's 6.4, so that's a 146. And, you know, if it's a 7, you know, that's a, you know, 147 with the VHF because 7 wouldn't be a repeater. And, you know, all the, you know, it's, and there's no repeaters that, 5 wouldn't do it either. So, you know, 4, if it's 4 and below 7, anyhow, you learn all this. Just patterns, right? And you can learn, you know, you almost know just on 3 digits where just about any repeater is. You know what band it's on and everything you need to know, the offset. Yeah. But you just kind of, I don't know, just kind of, you just kind of figure it out. It clicks.
Yeah, Roger, that's the only one I really know anymore is Phil's, the 2.5, because it's right down the street. I hear the guys on the radio going, you know, they're talking about going to another repeater. They'll go, you know, 6, whatever, kind of, you know, 2.1 or something like that. I'm going, come on, guys, give me the call sign. I got to get out my programming. I got to have one of them fired up on the screen there so I know which repeater they're talking about. But I guess you're right. After time, I'll probably have quite a few of them memorized, maybe. Hopefully, anyway. I don't know. It seems like the older I get, the more bone I got growing between my ears here.
Yeah, so well, whatever way works.
K8EPL, monitoring, statewide 1.
School is in full session in Ann Arbor, KJO.
Hey, you're sounding good there, Tom, NAWRO.
Yeah, since school is in session, the traffic lights are...
You're lucky it's not game day. Watch out for those kids crossing. Oh, man, sometimes class lets out, they're all over the place. You have to be careful, but I know you are. So, Tom, which one are you on over there? Is that Grass Lake, 443, 81250.
It says Novi and MOR, so it shows you the name. It doesn't show.
All right, very good. That's Morley. I got to go on a map and find that 442.2125. I'm going to look in a map standby.
It's like I was driving around the university just to get back up.
I missed that last if it was you, Tom, but I did find out Morley is also Novi, so I wonder if you're in Novi.
Bouncing off the Novi Morley Tower.
Yeah, you're going digital a little bit. That's northeast of Ann Arbor quite a bit, but I bet you're actually in Novi. It's the same frequency as at Morley. So we're going to have like a little side key with us with our radio so we know which three-letter pairs is another three-letter pair is the same frequency reused. Sounds good. If you can do so safely, Tom, try Grass Lake, GLK, NHWRO.
Yeah, Tim, it auto-connects, so I just have it in zones. I can't, do Grass Lake and stuff like that.
Okay, copy that. Well, as long as it works, that's fine. Sounds good. I'll let you go for now, but I will be monitoring. NHWRO.
KCK, Joe. Mobile again.
K8RUH. K8RUH.
KCK, Joe, for like minutes.
Hey, Tom, did Wally put those simplex channels in your DMR, the Talk Group 99s?
I think they're in there. I got to double check and check my zones.
Well, you don't have to, but did you say you're going to be coming through town? If you want, we could test them out. If not, we do it another time. We did get them working. Last time he came up here golfing, we did get it working, so that was cool. NHWRO.
Yeah, I have to check the archive and... I think they're in there. I just got to see if I got a zone set up for it. If not, I got to set it up.
Yeah, understood. Not a today thing, then. Just something that we could also work on. It might be a good idea for the set, too, to have local car-to-car simplex DMR.
Yeah, is there a specific simplex frequency for DMR on that, then?
Please stand by. NHWR has to find his code plug. Be right back. Hey, Tom, try for Anthony. I think he's trying to get in. I think I'll have that in a minute. NHWRO.
K-A-R-U-H, K-A-R-U-H, K-C-A-K-J-O, Anthony, out there.
Here. K-A-R-U-H.
There you are. I heard you. Be right back, guys. I got to get dog food real quick and tractor supply, and then I'll be back on the road. Anthony, I did hear you.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Anthony, that signal is sounding really good now. I don't know if you changed something, but wow, nice. NHWRO.
Yeah, I'm not on this radio, but I've been doing my new code plug, and for some reason it seems like at the moment it's not working, so that's a little frustrating, but...
Okay, as the radio gods usually happen, as soon as I said that, then when you came back then, so, yeah, I caught that. It kind of went digital on that. But what I was going to tell Tom when he gets back is another interesting thing, nothing to do with the MI5 network, but Wally set us up with simplex frequencies for DMR and used 441 zeros and then 446.5. And probably have to wait to have him get back in town to figure out how to do that. But apparently it's a uniform thing. They put in a talk group 99 and just do simplex from radio to radio when you're in range. It's another little cool thing to do. NHWR, over to you.
Figure out what that is because that'll be neat to more simplex or at least have an idea of an understanding of how to do that. Because it'd be fun to have other simplex channels in there.
leave a little space for Tom, but yeah, he has to get dog food, so he won't be back yet. But yeah, apparently this was introduced to our guys at the Oakland, from the Oakland County guys at the Dream Cruise, that it's like a thing. You set up just a ad hoc talk group on, and you make it, you call it TG99. And then I don't know where you got the frequencies from. I don't know if it's a standard or if they just picked them out of a hat, you know. But it is interesting because, you know, obviously no repeaters involved. And, you know, he comes over here every Monday and he goes by, clear as a bell, nothing to do with the MI5 network. So that's something else we'll try. Yeah, when he gets back into town, we'll have him hook you up with that because he did have to walk me through that.
That'd be very cool because then, you know, then you're really starting to maximize the visual aspect of these radios.
Agreed. And while the MI5 network is awesome and it is indeed statewide, then again, it is indeed statewide. So whenever we can go simplex, it would be a good idea. All right, I'm going to cut you loose. I got a phone call from the daughter. I will be out here. NAWRO, I'll listen out.
Good talking to you. I'll be monitoring for a while here. This is K-E-8-R-U-H.
K-U-C-A-K-G-O, back in action. K-E-8-R-U-H. Anthony, you still out there? Get it working still? N-A-W-R-O. K-C-A-K-G-O.
K-C-A-K-G-O. N-A-W-R-O. Had a call. Don't know if you're still up. Nothing heard. N-A-W-R-O. Listening.
KE8LAX monitoring. Improper etiquette. KE8LAX monitoring statewide 1. KE8LAX monitoring statewide 1.
KE8RUH. KE8RUH. Is anybody copying this? Testing out a new code plug.
I caught RUH. This is KE8LAX. You're 5-9 over here. Go ahead.
Boy, am I happy to hear a reply. This is K-E-8-R-U-H. Just testing out a new code plug and trying to figure out if it's working.
You sound loud and clear over here. What's the machine you're coming in on?
I'm hitting Detroit right now. I'm in Grosse Pointe, so I'm pretty happy that I'm hitting I'm hitting the Detroit repeater. So I actually may... in a minute here, switch over to Mount Clemens and see if I can hit that one.
Fair enough. Well, I am currently on the Mount Clemens right now. I'm in.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Hang tight. Let me switch over.
This is K-E-8-R-U-H standing by.
K-E-8-R-U-H. K-E-8-R-U-H hitting the Mount Clemens repeater. Dean, are you getting a copy of me?
K-E-8-R-U-H. You sound good on the Mount Clemens as well. That should be pretty good for you.
That is fantastic. Thank you, sir. I will, I got to keep going with the code plug, but I'm glad it seemed
good. That last one got cut off a little bit, but other than that, no, you're doing pretty well. Glad it's working out for you.
Thank you, and I am going to get back on the computer and see if I can make some more adjustments. So I will catch up with you soon. This is K-E-8-R-U-H, and I will listen out. Have a great night.
You as well.
K-E-8-L-A-X, N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O, K-E-8-L-A-X. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, good signal on you. I wanted to jump in there, but I was notarizing a document for one of my neighbors. So thanks for helping Anthony out there. And I just wanted to let you know, I'll post it tomorrow on Discord, but we got actual unit numbers assigned. So let's see, you're going to be, we did 50 for the county because Macomb is 50. So forevermore, you're going to be known as unit 5022, 5022. That'll be like a tactical call for you for this set and for anything we do in the future.
Okay. Now when using stand by for a second. When using the repeaters, do you still have to identify? I would assume that you need to.
Yes, by all means, and I think we're going to touch on that on tomorrow's meeting. Tactical calls doesn't alleviate any of the FCC identification rules, so we still have to keep that in mind. So it does not take the place of your call sign. But I'm sure Dave and Mike are going to really drill that home. It's just an extra added element. And also we're thinking about it, you know, sometimes checking into the net, it just gets a little hairy there, and it's like, we're not thinking about it. We're talking to our own members. And another way, another identifier can say, you know, we know about the 50. You might even just say, you know, hey, this is, yeah, this is 22, unit 22. And boom, we know who you are. And John may work on something for the net, for the log as well as that. But that's something in the future. It's just another identifier, and it can come in handy. NAWRO, back to you.
Very interesting. Definitely looking forward to figuring out the how to word it, the exacts of that. An update, playing with the Digi rig last night, I was able to get audio out, but I think I'm a little too far from the node, so I was thinking either tonight or tomorrow morning I might head north with the laptop to try to get a contact and maybe send over some mail if I can make it work properly. Back over to you, Tim.
By all means, we do have an open invite from that group to use that, so the same spot we were is fine. And, of course, we don't have to be right at that spot, but I do like to use that spot to calibrate, because once you get locked in and you know you have it there, then you can start doing range, you know, testing. So sounds good. Over to you.
Absolutely, and that makes sense. But given the distance from the I can, you know, go, say, 10, 12 miles and try a successful connect, then no. If not, I can keep going north. But I was kind of wanting to get that one under my belt, and if successful, I was thinking taking a video of it and sending mail over so I can check that one off, I guess.
Well, on that one, if I'm not mistaken, just send a call sign email to one of the AECs. Myself is fine. And I believe the email will clarify that it's coming over RF. I'll double check that, but I believe it's going to clarify it. So there's no video necessary for that. The fact that you did it is good enough, but definitely send an email. And then we'll capture that, print it out, and we'll just make sure that you used to keep them as part of your task book, but it's not really necessary. Once you prove it and you get the sign off, you're done. You know, you can, basically you got the T-shirt. NAWRO, back to you.
K-E-O-A-S. I'm just checking them off as I go, and I think I don't even remember how long I've had my ticket. I think 6 years now, maybe. And I've always been interested in things like Winlink and stuff like that, but now that I've joined this group and actually, you know, have the resources, and thanks to you for loaning me that DigiRig, the ability to actually play with it and, you know, build some knowledge on it, and at this point, especially if I'm successful, I think I'll be ordering my own, and actually maybe ordering two so I can have one on the home QTH setup and one for the build kit. Back over to you, Tim.
Leaving a good long pause in there just in case we have any joiners. But, yeah, that sounds good. You know, and I'm double-checking. We were just talking about that RF Winlink. Oddly enough, I don't think it's a task book task for either level 1 or level 2. I think that's all the way to level 3. I mean, it's an optional one. That's it. So that's what you wanted to do, I see. You want to get that optional. So I think it's a 14, item 14 on your level 1. Does that sound right?
I do have it in front of me, but I do believe that's correct. But I mean, if I'm able to check it, I mean, I'm having fun doing it anyway. Why not check it off while I'm having fun, you know?
Correct. You are right, and that's exactly what I did, and I have my task book in front of me. It is item 14, level 1, compose and send a WinLink message to a standard email, so do a standard as well, and to a call sign via RF through, technically we call these things RMS gateways. Now, it could be HF, VHF, or UHF. In this case, it's, which one? Put that one, VHF, I believe, right?
That is correct. SCC is VHF.
Now, oddly enough, I don't know if anyone's gotten into it, but Detroit has two. They have VHF, and they also have a UHF one. So that's interesting, because Oakland County's is VHF. Not that it really matters, it's just different. So, all right, I'm going to try to make the Wayne County ARPSC met tonight on the Edison repeater at 9. So, appreciate it, and we'll talk soon. Of course, we'll see you at the meeting tomorrow as well. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, after you.
Enjoy your net. I don't think I have that one programmed. I think the Detroit one you were talking about, I think that's the same one that KE8ETQ Darren was talking about trying to get into. But I will say 7-3s, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a good evening. Kilo X-ray, Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring.
Have a good one, Dean. AWRO.
Statewide one.
November 8, Zulu Charlie. This is KE8LAX. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening. Been listening to you guys here this evening, actually yesterday too. And I'm just kind of curious. I gather you guys are down by the Detroit area, and are you working on Ray Cesare stuff, I take it, emergency management? Just kind of curious because it's been a little fascinating here and what you guys have been talking about. And the name here is Carrie, Charlie Alpha Romeo Yankee, and I'm talking to you through the Bancroft's repeater. Oh, well, cool. Congratulations on getting all that together and whatnot. Pretty interesting. I used to be active with the Ingham County group back, during 9/11 and stuff, but actually Y2K and all that kind of stuff, and then I moved up here to Shiawassee County. Excuse me. I just got done with dinner, and it's like, but anyway, need a drink of water. So, otherwise, I'm kind of fascinated by that stuff and kind of miss it. Not much of a group here in Shiawassee County. So I always have to kind of stick my nose in when I hear people talking about it. But nonetheless, I won't hold you. I just was curious and... But,
I had some connection issues there. I'm sorry. This is KE8LAX. And, yeah, absolutely no problem. I also seen SWR pop in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because I'm not seeing on the Seabridge, but Kerry has dropouts, and I'm wondering if he has the chuck relays turned on. That's what it sounds like. I'm not seeing it, but... To me, that's what it sounds like what's going on here, because it keeps dropping out. So I think it's Kerry there, N-A-G-C. If you have your talker alias turned on, you have to turn that off, please.
I would have to confirm the talker alias is on. On my radio, when he pops up, it very specifically says talker alias across my screen.
Gotcha. Yeah, Gary, if you got that on, that needs to be turned off. Populate across the Seabridge correctly with that on. That's not a Motorola thing, so it doesn't work on the Rusty Sea Bridge. Somebody locally listening on the same repeater you're on, it works, but when you go across the Sea Bridge, it doesn't populate across right, so it needs to be turned off.
Okay, well, I was on a new radio that I'm just trying to figure out. Now I'm on a different radio. This one I don't think has it, but I don't remember either, so my apologies. That's part of learning, and I guess thanks for the input. So hopefully this radio, we'll see if this one's any better. N8ZC.
Yep, that one comes through 100% of the time. So yeah, you have to find it in the menu on the other one and turn it off. Okay, you guys carry on. I'll be listening. Give me that stuff here. Go ahead,
Nadine. KBA's SWR. I appreciate it. Tim was telling me that it should be off, but he wasn't 100% sure what the reason was. So thank you very much for clarifying. I don't have it on, obviously, but thank you very much for clarifying. I appreciate it. 7-3s if you're hopping off. And back to the other station. I'm sorry I forgot your call. This is KE8LAX.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and I will definitely go nosing in your system on this other radio, make sure we get that turned off. And let's see, Dean, you don't need to remember anybody's call but your own. but that's all right. Being kind of new here myself, I don't talk to too many guys on the statewide talk to channels or time slots. There we go. That'd be a better way of putting it. But I tend to listen to it because I'm only a couple of miles as the bird flies from the Bancroft machine, so I'd like to be a little more active on it. Usually a pretty good bunch of guys out here, and like I said, I've been listening to everybody down there in your neck of the woods and been curious. But anywho, I will let you go, and thanks for the chat, and thank you again, Jeff, for your input. You've always been a big help. I don't mean to cause trouble, but, you know, how else am I going to learn the system, I guess. But nonetheless, you guys have a good evening, and I'll be around. This is N8ZC, statewide one.
Yeah, no trouble. Just educating people on them. So, all right. Keep it up still here.
7-3s. Have a good rest of your evening. This is KE8LAX monitoring.
Yeah, N8ZC. Talk radio is turned off. I thought I'd check, make sure it's working like it's supposed to now. N8ZC.
N8ZC. This is KE8LAX. Looks good on my end.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, easy enough to find. But lo and behold, it was turned on, so turned it off. I'll keep that in mind. I have another DMR HT that I'll go make sure that that's turned off on that one, but I don't use that one much. But anywho, nonetheless, thank you, Dean. Appreciate it. And we'll let you go. And you guys have a good evening again. Thanks. And N8ZC.
No problem. Anytime. This is KALX. Monitoring.